For VOA Learning English, this is Everyday Grammar. Today, we are going to talk about different ways of expressing quantity in English. A quantifier is a word or number that shows an amount or number. You probably already know how to use common quantifiers like much and many. For example,
how many apples would you like? How much fruit would you like?
The quantifier many is used before apples, which is a count noun. Much is used before fruit, a non-count noun. Make sure you understand the difference between count nouns and non-count nouns before you study quantifiers. You can learn about count and non-count nouns in last week's episode of Everyday Grammar. Quantifiers are adjectives and adjective phrases that go before nouns. They give information about how much or how many of an item you are talking about. Some quantifiers, like many, go only before count nouns. Others, like much, go only before non-count nouns. And a few quantifiers can go before count or non-count nouns.
One, each, and every are examples of count noun quantifiers. Here are some examples.
One movie that I enjoy is The Godfather. Each child is special. Every member of the country club is rich.
With plural count nouns, just add of the between the quantifier and the noun it describes.
One of the boys is from China. Each of the cars has air conditioning. Every one of the students is smart.
Notice that boys, cars, and students are plural nouns, but the verbs that follow them are singular. In most situations, one, each, and every make the subject singular, even if the subject contains a plural noun. This tricky rule confuses native speakers and English learners alike. There are a few quantifiers related to the number two. You can say, I have two shoes, I have a couple of shoes, I have both shoes, and I have a pair of shoes. If you have more than two countable items, you can use several, a few, many, and a number of.
I have several assignments due this week. There are a few Thai restaurants in my town. There are many ways to practice English. A number of the cars are imported. Now, let's move on to quantifiers that only work with non-count nouns. A little, much, and a great deal of. Here are some examples.
Could you loan me a little money? The old woman has much wisdom to share. There is a great deal of oil in Saudi Arabia.
Little can go before a count noun if it is used as an adjective. For example, the little boy is playing. In this example, little does not refer to a number or quantity. It refers to the size of the boy. There are several safe quantifiers that can go with both count and non-count nouns. Some is the most popular. Most, plenty of, all, and any are other options. Listen for the quantifiers in these examples.
He cut some wood.
Non-count noun.
Most Americans speak English.
Count noun.
I have plenty of money.
Non-count noun.
All children are special.
Count noun.
Do you have any coffee?
Non-count noun. To refer to the absence or lack of something, simply use no before a count or non-count noun.
There was no rice left.
Non-count noun.
There were no books in the library.
Count noun.
She had no love for her ex-husband.
Non-count noun. No, when used as a quantifier, has the same meaning as zero.
Lots and a lot of are very popular quantifiers. Maybe too popular. Some English teachers do not like them. They think that lots and a lot of are overused and unsophisticated. You should avoid lots and a lot of in formal writing. Native speakers usually shorten a lot of to a lotta in casual speech. Listen carefully to these two sentences.
I have a few friends. I have few friends.
What is the difference? The first sentence contains the article a. This little word makes a big difference in meaning.
I have a few friends
focuses on a positive idea. The speaker is satisfied with the number of friends he has. The second sentence,
I have few friends,
focuses on a negative idea, his lack of friends. The speaker wishes he had more friends. It might help to think of few as a half-empty glass of water. A few is like a half-filled glass of water. The amount of water is the same, but the speaker's attitude about the amount of water is different. Few and a few are only used before count nouns. The same positive-negative distinction applies to a little and little. Use little and a little before non-count nouns.
I have a little money
means the speaker has some money.
I have little money
means the speaker does not have enough money. Speaking of little, we have little time left for today's program. We hope you learned a few tips about how to use quantifiers. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm John Russell.